Hello, pet. It's Zita here. That's usually how I like to start these things, but that's not quite right, is it? No, not this time, because you know exactly who I am. You wouldn't have clicked this audio if you didn't want to hear me. And you wouldn't have picked this audio in particular if the nickname Pet was enough for you. Because it's not, is it? Not today. No. No, you want me to call you names. You want me to be cruel and harsh and cold. You want me to throw out the nastiest, filthiest names I have. Isn't that right, bitch? Whore. Slut. Oh. Are those not enough? Are they a little too mainstream? Well, why should I give you more than that? Hmm? What makes you think I owe you anything? Any of my time, my energy, my attention? What makes you think, even for a second, that you are worth more than the disgusted glance I give the wad of chewing gum stuck to the base of my shoe? Hmm? Surely you don't think you deserve more than that. How dare you? How fucking dare you, you little worm? You filthy little cretin, how dare you? No, I'm not angry. You're not even worth that. But I'll tell you what. Since you're here, since I'm here, and since you clearly need to hear what a pathetic slick of human waste you are, let's get on with it, shall we? You are nothing. You are less than nothing. You are the stain left on my sheets after I strum off to a particularly hot voice. You are the mess I wash away when I'm done, scrubbed clean and swirled away down the drain to join the rest of the scum, filth and muck of the world. Because that's what you are, aren't you? Fucking bitch. How dare you creep into my audios and ask for anything? How dare you? You don't think I have more important things to do? I don't have other more pleasurable ways to spend my time. Then again, I haven't been this wet for at least 3 hours. Something about putting you in your place really makes me feel good. I like it. I wonder, if I match rubbing my clit to explaining just how worthless and pathetic you are, do you think I'll be able to come? You know, I think I might. Fuck. I like this. I really like this. Maybe you do have a use after all, hmm? Maybe your real purpose is to be a punching bag for my darker side. A black wishing well into which I can toss as many dirty, rotten pennies as I please, all to fulfill my ultimate desire. Well then, I have a few more. Bitch. Even just calling you that gives me a delicious little shudder. I can feel it all the way through me. Whore. I think that one might be my favourite. You see, because whores, way back when, were those women who sold their bodies for money. But you are so much worse than that. You are selling your dignity. In fact, you're not even selling it, you're giving it away, and that's even worse. Holy fuck. You're pathetic. Just giving yourself up for this torrent of abuse, and for what? So you can get off on it. I bet you do, don't you? Perhaps more so than I'm about to. Oh yes. I will be coming soon. Because at the end of the day, this audio is far more about me than it is about you. This is about me asserting my place over you, reminding you, you fucking slut, that I'm in charge and you are not. It's about showing you your place in this world, squirming about on the floor at my feet where the rats and worms belong. Fuck. Such a slut. You bitch, you fucking bitch. You needy, pathetic little whore. You want me to call you names, don't you? That's what you want. That's what you need. You need me to tell you. Oh, just how worthless you are. Oh. God. Ha ha ha. If you were here, would you be on your knees in front of me? Oh, fuck. I bet you would. You desperate bitch. I bet you'd kneel there. Eyes closed, mouth open, begging. Oh, pleading. Hoping I would bless you with the crack of my palm against your dirty slut face. But I wouldn't touch you. Not with my hand, anyway. Not my sweet, precious skin. Oh, no. Oh. If I touch you with anything, it would be... It would be... It would be the hot spray of my cunt juice as I squirt all the fuck over you. Because that's all you're good for, isn't it? The surface... a board against which I can expel my pleasure. Fuck. Yeah, take it. Take it, you miserable, needy whore. And when I'm done, and when it's dripping off your face and chin, I'll leave you there to lick the remainders off the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. 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 No. Oh, yeah. Well, seems I needed that more than I thought. Oh. Oh. You're still here. Well, you know your job, don't you? Clean up that fucking mess. Slut. Hi pets, Zeta Midnight here. No, this isn't me doing the audio over. This is me talking to you. Yes, I do have an aftercare suite now, but something about this piece compelled me to record immediately afterwards and include it within the body of the main audio. So the length of the audio that you've clicked on includes this aftercare portion. This piece is a response to a request made, I think last week or the week before. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, I cannot remember who made that request. I'm so sorry. It was very specifically an F for F humiliation and degradation script. And initially, I passed over it and thought, no, I can't do that. But something about the request kept sticking with me, it kept bugging me. I don't know why. So I wrote this yesterday and decided to record it today before I lost my nerve. I know I've done some reasonably intense audios in the past, but this is so far beyond my comfort zone. Yeah, so far beyond my comfort zone that I thought immediately recording the aftercare for you guys would help me too. So this isn't completely selfless. This is a bit for me too. Please forgive me. Yeah. There we go. I'm just opening up the script so I can see the words a bit better. Despite what I record and despite my persona here and on other audio venues, I am a really gentle, soft-spoken and timid person. You might believe that, you might not, that's up to you, whatever. So speaking like this was really hard. So I can only imagine what it must feel like to be at the other end. Whether you've requested it or not, whether it's a kink or fetish or not, whether you're just curious about the tags I used, which I haven't decided yet, by the way. I feel like I'm talking to you from the past. Ooh, Doctor Who. Yeah, whatever it is that brought you to this audio, I hope you got what you wanted from it, and I hope that now it's over, you can, what am I trying to say? I hope you can kind of package the emotions it might have brought out and kind of put them to one side. Because the fact is, you don't disgust me at all. I love you guys. I'm having so much fun here on Reddit. And I'm meeting some lovely, wonderful people. Some very talented and kind people. And I love that you come and ask me for things or suggest things or just talk to me. That's lovely. Despite what the audio just said. Oh, nervous. Okay. Blah. Yeah, so what I'm trying to say, specific to this audio in particular, the whole scenario is a fantasy. It's not real, it's not true, it's not me, and it's certainly not you. And I don't want you to go away from this audio feeling anything less than the incredible person that you are. Okay? I think that's the main thing I wanted to say. You are... you're not a pathetic slick of human waste. You're certainly not the mess I wash away when I'm done. I put towels down, thank you very much. You're not scum or filth or muck. Okay? You aren't any of those things. And this audio is a response to a request and, frankly, another test for me. To see if I could pull off being such a horrible, horrible person. I'd be very curious to know if you think I pulled it off. You know I thrive on feedback, it's how I continue to grow. So if you didn't buy it, that almost makes me feel good. If you did buy it, then again, that almost makes me feel good. I can't decide which end of the fence I'm falling on here. But I'd love to hear from you, regardless. Okay? And if this rambly, babbly, and completely improv'd, if you can't tell, aftercare section isn't enough, then please, please visit the aftercare suite, particularly the You Are Safe audio, just for a little bit more care. Okay? Right, I'm going to go have a cup of tea. Yes, I am that British. Tea and, if I had one, a scone, but I don't, so maybe two cups of tea. Bye, guys.